Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us on the RBN Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. We got Gary, and it looks like Chris has joined in. So that's cool. We'll see if we can get to everybody here, and I know we got a caller on the line. But let's just, I feel that I need to maintain an anchor. I mean, gosh, I could make an entire career out of responding to some of the garbage that I hear from other networks and other broadcasts. And I'm not talking about the mainstream prostitutes. Obviously, they're going to be head up there, you know what. But I'm talking about people in our own movement, supposedly. What is this absurd? I mean, this is the absolute reeking of AIPAC and the Mossad desperation to pigeonhole this whole thing into a Muslim thing. I mean, what, because the owners of the Mandalay Hotel are from Dubai? They want a shooting there that's going to destroy their casino? Are you nuts? I mean, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The absolute desperation, right? Yeah, he's got a Muslim thing, right? And the owners are from Dubai, right? And it's got to be Muslim. There's piles and piles of Antifa literature in the guy's room with the dead body, right? You see, because, okay, right? He had stuff from ISIS and stuff from Al-Qaeda, all the CIA. Of course, we don't call it Al-CIA anymore, which is actually Al-Qaeda. Now it's actually a real Muslim terrorist organization, right? When we lost track of the fact that it's Al-Qaeda, we've lost track of the fact that ISIS is, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, page 693, an Egyptian goddess of fertility who married her brother, and see Oxford. So page 939 of the same dictionary says Oxford, a county seat of Oxfordshire on the Thames, locally called ISIS. They've been calling their town of Oxford ISIS, and named after an Egyptian goddess, since day one. This is where Oxford University is. It's where all the MI6 graduates come from, out of Oxford University, locally called ISIS. MI6, ISIS. Mike, can you play Israel is ISIS? And we will hear the connection between MI6, Israel, the CIA, and ISIS.
Plots against the state of Israel, political plots, and others.
You tell the story about how you tried to find out what they call the Mossad when they deal with publicly?
I thought it was a reasonable question, but the trouble is you can't pick up the phone book. There's no Langley in Israel that you can look up, you know, CIA, or in our case, the Mossad. We thought we should ask, what shall we call it in English? You can translate the Hebrew words. As I said, Mossad is institute. But when they write a letter to their friends in the CIA or the British intelligence, what do they call themselves? It took a while. It was a matter of asking the Prime Minister's spokesman. The best you could do, because officially the Mossad is under the Prime Minister's office. And I think he sort of wondered why you want to know and all that, so we explained. And he came up with the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. I mean, if it were to have initials, it would be ISIS. Just simple words like that. Interestingly enough, a kind of a British model.
Interestingly enough, based on the British model, the Israeli Secret Intelligence Services and MI6 and the CIA, using one of their favorite cult-like goddess symbols, the goddess ISIS, as their new Muslim hit squad, their new Islamic army. They're going to fool all the youth. Hopefully there'll be enough useful idiots out there to say, wow, you know, Israel's the chosen land. Let's just create an organization. Even though it's the Israeli Secret Intelligence Services, we're going to call it the Islamic State in something or another. And hopefully there'll be enough useful idiots who will toe the party line, and we'll just come in and we'll convince everybody to have a giant Muslim-Christian conflict. To where they can have enough chaos to gain their new world order. But, of course, it's not going to be called a new world order. It's going to be called a global world order, according to Rex Tillerson, Donald Trump's favorite Secretary of State. He could have picked all kinds of people to be Secretary of State. He picked Tillerson, the big oil man. He's got six Goldman Trump operatives in the Treasury Department. He's got Betsy DeVos still running that abomination called the Department of Education, and she owns the company NeuroCore that has the brain monitoring devices and the databasing of people's brain waves and brain functions, and she's in charge of the children? Are you kidding me? We've gone from bad, really bad, to worse. And for Donald Trump to pardon that pig Sheriff Arpaio, that, you want to know why? Because he's a federal boy. He played ball with the feds. He was real happy to become get his little Cracker Jack federal deputy badge out of his Cracker Jack box and go off and play DEA. him and Ted Nugent and all these other guys who are all these other drug warmongers who are like bragging, Sheriff Arpaio bragging how he worked with the feds on the drug war and backroom deals in Mexico City with cigar-filled rooms and all this garbage. He gets the pardon, and the Hammonds are still sitting in prison after they already did their time for doing nothing. Tom LaGuevara's got to sit in the witch's prison for doing absolutely nothing, and the Bundys are still there, and Eric Parker and his buddy go back up for a third trial, and all the other political patriots, and you got to tell me that Sheriff Arpaio, the federal druggy boy, is going to get the pass, and he's going to get the pardon. It's disgusting. It just goes to show you Trump is not for real. He's a pseudo patriot. Otherwise, he'd be issuing orders left, right, and center all over the place. I might tend to be running out of ink issuing pardons for patriots. Where's the real patriot president? And with that, we're going to go to our first caller, Fred, in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Fred. First caller, second hour. Fred, are you there?
Hear me.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah. I want to simplify this discussion and get back to, can you please do that for me? Can you talk about, first of all, briefly, each question, the jurisdiction of this case? Is that's going to be state only? Also, Jim is disappointed, and I can understand that he says he hasn't heard anything, but I want to bring up something about the crime scene. You have not had other people flee from that. That hotel was occupied by police while shooting was going on. You have not had other people flee from that crime scene. And assuming the cops are competent and assuming that they're honest, I can't automatically say that there was a bunch of other active shooters there. Also, the video is not...
Did you just say, assuming the cops are competent and honest?
Yeah. I saw on both sides of it in that...
I'll argue about that
I think it needs to be... Yeah, it does need to be nailed down. But let's talk about jurisdiction. Are you talking... Are you saying, or are people saying, that it is solely a Nevada or a local Las Vegas... people are going to be investigating this? There's not going to be any kind of
I can guarantee the feds have swooped in with every idiot agency they can pull out of their three-letter retard file. The only reason they're putting that sheriff forward is they're allowed because they know he's a ball player. He's Sheriff Lombardo. He's the guy who locked up Chris, who's on the phone with us tonight, and sent him off to a psychiatric ward at the witch's request for a two-month stay for doing absolutely nothing against his will. He's the guy who's holding the Bundys. He's the guy who's executing all the tyranny in Vegas. Sheriff Lombardo's a ball player. That's why the feds are giving him a little taste of being, you know, letting him speak,
all
letting
right,
him act like he's the chief. I guarantee that
I'm saying.
Over.
All right, this is the thing I've concluded, that you're going to have a political result anyway, even if there is a false flag rather than a straight. Crazed lunatic killing a lot of people. You're going to have a political result, and it's going to be, as you had said, it's going to be painted as a need to repress a whole segment of the population.
Yeah, disarm,
so I want to talk
yeah,
about
disarm
that.
The Ameri- yeah, they want to disarm the American people. Absolutely, Fred. Thanks for the call. I want to get Chris's response to this. Chris, you had something to say? Go ahead, Chris.
A couple of things. First and foremost, it's my observation that MI6 likely could also be just as well and more plausibly, I think, Mossad Israeli 6. Notwithstanding that, when we go here to Las Vegas, I can assure you that the FBI here and the U.S. Attorney's Office is full of left-wing extreme Antifa, much like the cadets you saw up at Colorado at the Air Force University, wearing their Che Guevara and other Death to America shirts underneath their uniforms. I have had firsthand experience by being gaslighted on a direction to the FBI, Matthew Schaefer and his associate, by Brad Miller from the U.S. Attorney's Office, who I told I had no confidence whatsoever because of the corruption from Tomey on down, in the FBI, that they had lost all confidence in most Americans' minds, yet they gaslighted me twice under the ruse to confuse. They were going to investigate Steve Sisolak, the county commissioner's corruption, who put his daughter under Steve Wilson, the district attorney, corrupt, under her auspices, his auspices, put Steve Sisolak's daughter to represent me in a sham grand jury proceeding. And, of course, then I was, then you observed, transmitted to the Lakes Crossing Center by Steve Wilson's wife. His wife is the chief district judge of the specialty competency court who determined competency. Jackie Glass, a.k.a. Jackie Wilson Glass, assimilating two separated powers of government under their marital bed and in their law office at 7th Street, not far from the courthouse in Las Vegas at the Wilson Glass Law Firm. And so they have a very cozy, nepotistic relationship, and they're able to manipulate their special competency court in association with the district attorney, making it effectively a district attorney's tool for per se execution of any enemies like myself who would dare to bring a lawsuit against him. Coincidentally, I served him, and the very next day was whenever his wife brought in the special hit judge, Nancy Becker, pro tem, retired of Becker & Associates and her specialty troubleshooting firm of assassination of truth-telling patriots like myself, and had me committed for 30 days to Lakes Crossing Center to affirm my competency, which was, of course, testified to in spite of the illusions that I was assassinated with my character of my being delusional because I had suspicions that, you know, yes, there may be some people that died. I think there probably were some, but I don't think that the numbers are correct, and I don't see any evidence, and I didn't see much blood. And I questioned the whole thing from the very start of it as to whether it was a false flag and the fact that this guy, Paddock, moved in 2 days prior to what the Metropolitan Police did on the 25th, not the 27th.
Well,
and there was a FEMA drill going on at the same time are all very troubling.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage people to pay attention to the funerals, see how many funerals there are, legitimate funerals. We got another caller. We got Ken on, and is it Ken in New York? Go ahead, Ken.
Yes. I'm glad to hear Chris is on because you asked a question about, you had some question about the sheriff before, and I heard Chris talk on an earlier show, I think a day or two ago, about the background of the sheriff. You want to mention that, Chris?
Absolutely. Sheriff Joe Lombardo himself proclaimed while he was running for sheriff against Gordon Martinez, the Gold Shield detective of many years and very trustworthy, knowledgeable of corruption in this area. Joe Lombardo was the site event commander at the Bundy Ranch situation, where the Bundys are now locked up. He's also FBI Quantico, Virginia crisis event management production trained, as well as FEMA Fusion or Fusion Center trained. And so he is obviously one of the left-wing extreme Antifa type guys who's posing as a sheriff who claims he's got this transparent, open sunshine all over the place and everything will be released except for the fact the videos of the body cams that they all had on here where they lied in their paperwork and claimed they weren't wearing body cams. And I was about a foot away from Officer Brinkley and clearly observed one on his right shoulder. And I also paid particular notice that I observed them on every one of the five across the street and the three to the left of me and the three to the right of me. So they were sporting all cameras. Now, I don't know if they had them turned on, but if they didn't have them turned on, it's because they knew they were breaking the law with sham legal fictitious service process when they arm robbed me and gangster Grand Theft Auto stole my car out of my private public driveway with sham legal fictitious paperwork.
When there's that level of corruption, it's very easy to when the government's going to pull off an operation like this, they need to have it in a jurisdiction where they have friendly people to the feds, people like Sheriff Lombardo, who's obviously he won't tie his shoes without permission from the feds. He's just going to get down on his knees and bend over and grab his ankles and lick the boots. He's going to do whatever his federal handle. He's going to.
I've got another little fact for you.
his lovely picture or whatnot. Is he going to do whatever his federal handlers tell him to do? He is not certainly not a constitutional sheriff or a common law sheriff. He's in no way a friend of the people or a friend of freedom. He's one of the worst sheriffs in the
nation.
Absolutely corrupt.
One more thing.
He's not going to be releasing anything.
I've seen irrefutable proof that they are tampering with official records. They are purging records from their files. There are many calls on Gordon Martinez about them doing it in CPS. The LA started doing it in the Metropolitan Police Department records section. They have spoiled or tampered with evidence in the official records of my case to try to expunge and get rid of dangerous to their story to cover up the aspects of things that I critically observed and articulated with specificity that proves that these are abject, corrupt. They are abjectly criminal operating this county from the Sheriff's Department to the County Commission to the Board of Supervisors and the zoning Nazis and the District Attorney's Office.
It's a bunch of
in bed together serpents.
Yeah, it's a unified tyranny. It's an absolutely a unified tyranny. They're not the good sheriff, and he's going to release bits, and he's going to sit down and talk with the feds, and they're going to tell us what they talked about, and they're going to keep a few things confidential until the investigation's over, and then we're going to know everything when the trial comes out. Yeah, right, sure. There's going to be a spin. There's going to be a push to make this a Muslim and a leftist thing, so all these people who are pimping the coming civil war can have their little, can be, well, see, we were right. We told you there'd be killings and shootings. These are self-fulfilling prophecies. They have to create their own chaos. There's not enough real lunatics out there to create this chaos that they need to have their new world order. And I'm sure the paper shredding machines are melting down. They're working so fast. It's like the Nazis as the Russians were coming in from one side and the Americans were coming in, the Allies were coming from the other. They were burning papers and trying to get rid of all the evidence of their criminal acts in good Nazi form. And our street Nazis do the same thing because they took. Don't forget, they took most of their playbook out of the Germans and out of the Soviets and out of the Chinese. That's the model that our police agencies are living under right now. Complete totalitarian, shoot first, ask questions later, guilty until proven innocent. Garbage, Admiralty garbage. So
Can I pose another question? Can I pose?
Yeah, go ahead, Ken. Hold on, I think we got a break. Do I hear music?
Hold on, sure.
Yep. Hold tight, Ken. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric with Gary and Chris and Ken and everybody out there. We appreciate you joining us on the RPN Network. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Feeling I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man. And you love your loving. Not like you love your
freedom. Thank you for joining us on the RBN Network. Derek, the Freedom Screamer. We have Gary and Chris, and we also have Ken. Ken, I'll get right back to your comments because we've got a couple minutes till the bottom of the hour break. Go ahead, Ken.
You there? Oh, you hear me now?
Sure.
I said yep, I love Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't something strike you as being kind of odd that when I have two more things to offer, a resource that may help you with your family court judge. But you notice that I didn't know that the this hotel was owned by Muslims or Middle Easterners. But doesn't it seem kind of odd? Why would these companies put themselves in this position where they're basically going to screw over their own business?
Right.
And,
I mean, but there are so many AIPAC operatives and people who are obviously in some way beholden to the Zionist movement that are desperate to make you and I think that this is a Muslim thing, no matter how much the guy worked for. I mean, it's absurd, isn't it?
Right. And what about the NFL? The same thing with the NFL. The only thing I can think of is these guys wouldn't do this unless they're being compensated for. I don't care what the excuse is or what the... I bet you this is where the $600 hammer and the $900 toilet seat is going. Catherine Austin Fitz talked about this. I bet these SOBs are all being compensated with black budget money. And if Congress had the BALZ to end, put a moratorium on black budget spending, I bet all this crap would dry up in a week.
Exactly. You have got to shut off the crack supply for the CIA. Literally, by getting them out of the opium trade, the opium trade. And Bill Hughes, in the documentary we did not get to tonight, but we'll get to it probably tomorrow, he lays it right out, how the intelligence agencies were set up under the disguise of fighting communism, but they eventually just became drug dealers. They took it over from Chiang Kai-shek of China and have been monopolizing the drug trade ever since. And look at... We did a piece a while back with Bo Grice and the Marines guarding the opium fields in Afghanistan or the poppy fields you know, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, thanks for the
time. One minute, please. 1 minute.
Sure.
1 minute.
Go ahead.
There's a resource. There's an attorney up in Massachusetts. Have you ever heard of an attorney named David Grossack? Grossack.
No.
Okay. No. This guy seems to be from the family what eats its own. He's an attorney, but he goes after. He wrote a booklet called How to Sue a Judge, and he also wrote some pro se literature. And for some odd reason, he's never lost his license, and he's also has something called a fatherhoodcoalition.org, where they go, he supports them. I'm not sure that he's directly supporting them, but maybe with advice or some kind of representation, where he mentions that they go after family court judges because 99% of the time they rule in favor of the woman. Now, you got the other 1% where they're ruling in favor of the husband, which is really
hard. Yeah, I've seen that problem. So, can you email that information to me?
Sure. I mean,
I've got a bit of perspective on your question about the ownership and what's going on after the break.
Yeah, hold right there. We'll talk about the ownership. And Ken, thanks for the call, buddy. Email me that information to erichughes.ny@yahoo.com. And we'll be right back after this break. This is Gary and Chris. Thank you, Ken, and all our callers. We've got another half hour, so stay with us on the RBS app.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. I want to encourage people to watch a movie called, I'm not big on TV or movies, but there's a couple that are kind of really historically, you know, have a lot of accuracies in them, enough to where I could say, hey, I think I'll recommend this. Once again, so many movies are complete brainwashing, or they're partial truth, and then they stick you with the 20 or 30% lie or globalism. But a really good film to watch and kind of see what how these shooters and these patsies are set up. Watch a movie called The Package. It's called The Package, and it's with Gene Hackman and Tommy Lee Jones. And yeah, I'm going to spoil it a little bit before we get back to Chris. But, you know, for the people who can't watch it out there, I know we got some listeners in prison who may not be able to access this movie. There's people out there who aren't into having TV or video, and I can respect that. And so the premise of the movie is Gene Hackman is the Army sergeant, and he's delegated with bringing a prisoner back who assaulted an officer, something like that, and he has to bring him back from Germany. And the guy who's the prisoner is a serviceman, and he's played by Tommy Lee Jones, and he's just, you know, kind of a supposedly a grunt, so to speak, and he hauled off and smacked one of his officers right in the face, so he's in the brig over there, and Gene Hackman has to bring him back into the country. Okay, so he goes over, and it's kind of a military flight they come back on, so they're able to bring this guy into the country kind of around normal means by setting up this assault charge, and where Tommy Lee Jones' character is the prisoner, and Gene Hackman is the sergeant who's delegated with bringing him back to justice, and the Gene Hackman character could care less either way. And long and short, I'll try to, the Tommy Lee Jones character turns out to be the hitman, the assassin. They give him the identical name of one of their servicemen who they kind of pulled out of the ranks to be the useful idiot Lee Harvey Oswald Patsy kind of fall guy who had no idea what was going on. Colonel comes into the jail because the guy got arrested with the prostitute, and the colonel comes in and says, hey, soldier, do you want to serve your country and move up the ladder and this and that, and we'll get all kinds of rewards, and we can do this, and you go undercover. We need you to go undercover in this right-wing organization. It was kind of a neo-Nazi thing. So they set this young soldier up to be the infiltrator and report back to the colonel, and only to me, report back just to me. Don't tell anybody else what you're doing. This is top secret now. And ultimately, in the end, they get him into a room where there's the rifle. And, he walks in the room, he's told to go up there, he needs to be in this place to do surveillance for the, for his unit, and on the blah, 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 blah. They put him in basically, the fifth floor hotel room with the rifle, and he walks in, he's like, what's this rifle? And then, of course, the Tommy Lee Jones character, who's the hitman that got smuggled back in to the country on a military flight, he shoots the patsy dead in the room, and then executes the assassination with his rifle and scope from another location, not far from where the patsy is laying there dead in the room with the setup rifle, the staged event in the window overlooking the place where they were going to assassinate the president. It was very much, you could tell that whoever was making this movie was trying to say, this was Kennedy, but they didn't use Kennedy and they didn't use the same scenario with the motorcade. It was not a kind of an imitation of the assassination of Kennedy in Texas. It was its own thing, but it was very similar. The president with the president of Russia, and this assassination attempt had to be set up, and they had to have a patsy. They had to have a fall guy. Literally, he fell flat on his face dead when the Tommy Lee Jones character shot him, with the silencer, and the guy who just walked in the room and killed him. The guy was waiting there, waiting to do his next duty for the government. And same with Lee Harvey Oswald. And most likely the same with this guy, Paddock, in L.A. So, Chris, I'm going to put it back in to see if you have any more comments on this before I make a few more observations.
Well, not so much on that, but this is obviously, to me at least, and I think others are paying attention, this Paddock guy was the convenient patsy, the Lee Harvey Oswald, the Jimmy Neutron Holmes, James Holmes. Which one?
I've dubbed him Lee Harvey Paddock.
Yeah, well, that's a good moniker for him, and that's very apropos. A lot of these, Andrew Jake Metallum, Jose Padilla, the shoe bomber, these are these people they leave, they set up, they facilitate them, they place them in the thing, they compromise them, co-opt them, perhaps drug them up, leave them behind, to frame the blame on them while the real perps get away, just like in the Colorado with the Dark Knight shooting, the Batman movies. I can't remember the name of the movie theater, but they had left James Jimmy Neutron Holmes sitting out the back, whacked up on scopolamine or some other psychotropic drug, dribbling in his lap to take the blame while the real perps dropped their equipment as they were making their getaway up the back of the theater complex to jump in the getaway car to be removed. The same way they did the same thing. They had at least three, if not four, shooters, and many reports from people that were in the rooms nearby and all the cameras and stuff they have up and down the hallways. They would know how many people were in there unless they didn't want the cameras on and had the ability to override, being on the inside operatives, the surveillance systems that secure those hallways and supposedly protect the guests. And so the preposterosity that they can't nail down who was in there speaks to the deviosity, the criminality, and the cover-up to hide who really did this sort of crime and shot these people. Psychopaths have no care who they murder, only that they murder and kill. It's not things that common people would equate with, because we don't think that way. Only the deviant, reprobate, psychopathic mind has the capacity to understand what motivates that type of aberrant behavior.
Right, and it's rampant throughout the government agencies, and I'll tell you why. This is why I was very disturbed to hear like people like Alex Jones say, I got sources in the hostage rescue team that I talked to, and they said when they went in, there was just all Antifa stuff and ISIS stuff everywhere. I'm like, number one, that's an orgy of evidence, an unnatural abundance of evidence that points to the fact that it's a setup. Number two, have we forgotten about all the other setup and staged patsies, and now this guy's a legitimate Muslim terrorist? Worked, by the way, for Lockheed Martin, the largest military supplier in the world. That's a shooter who worked for a company that is integral, the kingpin of the military-industrial complex, Lockheed Martin, and this guy worked for them? I mean, how does that fit the Muslim narrative? It's completely absurd. So when I hear these things, you know, I got sources in the hostage rescue unit, and then I get information from someone who I know personally, not going to name him, but very reliable, and went through the hostage rescue school and the training, and he was released. He was fired. He was let go. He was not hired in the first place. He was tops in his class and everything. The study, okay, we'll get to our call in a second. He was tops in studies. He was tops in martial arts and tops in marksmanship and the whole everything, tactics. And he was a prime, he was one of the best. And they told him, because he was a Christian guy and he valued life and he wanted to do the right thing, they actually, when they let him go, they told him, I'm sorry, we don't need your services anymore in our hostage rescue training, you know, where he was going to advance along to some agency, whether it was the Delta Force or whether it was the FBI hostage rescue unit. Every department has their own tactical unit, and so he would have gone to any, probably his choice. Tops in his class, and he was released and fired because never hired in the first place. And they told him, they said, we don't need your services because you place too much of a value on life. And we need people who are going to get as many people killed as possible to justify the existence of the agencies. Did you get that, people? I'm going to repeat it. He was released and let go and fired and never hired in the first place. Couldn't even be fired because they wouldn't even take him on, even though he was the best of the best, because he placed too much of a value on human life. He was doing what any normal person like you or I would want to do, which is rescue people in need, if that's what you're going to do. That's not what they're looking for. They're looking for psychopath maniacs who are willing to get a whole bunch of people killed to justify more police state, more laws. I mean, how many witches' courts do you think are going to profit from the new gun laws that are going to come, hopefully not, but that may come out of this shooting? I mean, think about it. They pass one statute at the federal level banning one piece of one gun, and you'll get thousands of people around the country rounded up by the street Nazis and dragged into the witches' court in chains because they broke that idiot statute, which is nothing more than another infringement. So think about it. Think about how much profit there is. So they don't want to do the right thing. The only thing that's going to justify the existence of the agencies, the expansion and the further arming and the further facilitation of these agencies and their rescue units and all these other misnomer garbage, they're nothing but pirates. They're killer elites is what they are. They're elite killers. If you want to be really good at killing, I guess, hey, you know, you're not going to be going to, upon your passing, you're going to be going to a very warm place, and I'm not talking about Florida. So I would encourage people to reevaluate any association with this corporate government. This is why there are very few good people in the government. There's not that many. They all have this Machiavellian attitude. Well, you know, our enemies are so pervasive, and so our enemies are so dangerous. We got to do these things and get a few innocent people killed to really protect us against the greater enemy. That's all a bunch of crap that they use to justify their own evil deeds. Don't ever listen to people who tell you that. But that's the way a lot of the self-delusional corporate government operatives think. And so, the existence of the agencies relies on more people, innocent people getting killed in a hostage rescue or in a mass shooting, or in a staged event, whatever is going to take place, whatever type of criminal act, not terrorism. Terrorism is only can be applied by a government. That's the word. The word didn't start recently out of Palestine and Israel. The word started out of the reign of Robespierre after the French Revolution. and it was called the Reign of Terror. And that's where the original definition of terror was formed, and that's what it applies to. It applies to a series of actions that are executed by a government against its own people. And then it got morphed into criminal activity and crazy stuff that an individual will do for a political means. That's all Masonic garbage. That's all rewriting of the word, just like the Bible's been rewritten over the past several hundred, if not several thousand years. We have to use our discernment to weed out what is real and what is manipulation. And that's why the Bible said, be wise. You know, be gentle, but be wise. Be harmless, but be wise. Have discernment. My people will be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Nowhere in the Beatitudes does it say, blessed are the stupid. So having some little knowledge is not a bad thing. Throwing up your hands and just looking for Jesus to come sailing down out of the clouds is a recipe for a disaster, both in your own personal life with your family getting destroyed by the immediate evil and the greater deterioration of what we've been given to by the Creator and turning it over basically to the devil. The Lord's Prayer doesn't say on earth as it is in hell. It says on earth as it is in heaven. That's why we're delegated to stand up against the evildoers, rise up against workers of iniquity, do what we can, storm the gates of hell, come what may. The victory is God's. When it gets overwhelmed, we're not supposed to win. We're just supposed to fight. And we'll have victories here. We'll have losses there. But that's why we stand on activism here at this broadcast. And your activism should start by getting everybody into the jury nullification thing. Look what happened to the guys in Colorado. They may never see the light of day again. They're being told by the witches, oh, no, you don't have to worry about your charges in Colorado, which you're going to get so many decades for. You got 15 years you're going to do here, old man at age 70-something, and they're going to let these people die in prison for victimless statutes, simply going after corrupt witches in a lawful means, not by anything real crazy or radical or physical. We're just talking about paper filings, lawful common law paper filings and property liens, and they whip that into a bunch of charges, including threatening a judge and all this other garbage. That's why until you get your you-know-what together and get the word on jury nullification out in your community, do not be taking any offensive action against the witch's court or any street Nazis unless you have a clear-cut, open-and-shut case on video of physical abuse with damages. And I mean, and even then, be careful. And you can never trust an attorney. The last people I've seen recently who went for the attorney got screwed, either went to jail, almost went to jail, or lost all their property, and the people who fought it on their own with just activism had much better results. And so I would say think long and hard. Use an attorney as only an advisor. Make that clear. They work for you. You don't work for them. But the implication is, unless you spell it out otherwise, that you're in their care, and they can make all the decisions for you, more or less, with a little consultation, of course. But take charge of your own cases and be very leery about initiating any action against your local witches and Nazis until you have a massive number of people on the same page knowing about jury nullification with enough guts to do it and really a lot of freedom people, so to speak, in your area. So, once again, thanks to all our callers who called in tonight. They've stimulated some great conversation here, and I was able to... Well, that's right. Who do we got, Mike? Jim in Missouri. Go ahead, Jim. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm good. I just want to make some statements. I don't want to argue with anybody, but Chris with Road Warrior, who is on Monday through Friday at, I think, 12 Central.
Okay.
The administrative state, absolutely, okay, we know it's wrong, never should have happened, unconstitutional, okay. But I keep hearing on RBN from listeners and hosts, and I really get tired of the issue over Nazis. So let me just make a couple statements. Number one, the biggest problem that happened in this country was the so-called Civil War. And there's a guy by the name of Bruce Ray Riggs.
And he has documented everything that happened during the Civil War, where Lincoln stood. He's got several websites. I think the best one is proveitsreal.com.
Okay, yep, you've mentioned that before. Okay.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you've mentioned that before, I remember.
Okay, so it's all documented. So the story that we've been taught about the Civil War is totally false. If you'll take the time to go research and look at what he has presented, you will find out everything that we were told is a lie. Okay,
sure.
Now, let's come to World War One, World War Two. There, Deanna Spingola, that is a host on RBN, has brought this guy in, and he presented a six-hour documentary. It's called Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. Well, I went ahead and watched it. It shocked me. So I decided I decided that I was going to go, and I was like, okay, you know, all these years, all my life, I've been told this guy's some evil, crazy guy. So I went and I read Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf,
yep,
is the book that Adolf Hitler wrote in jail and was told that, oh, this is the biggest evil thing you've ever heard in your life. Well, I went and read it, and then it's also available on audio. And I listened, and I read, and I went, well, that's exactly what's going on right now in the United States.
So absolutely.
I'm really tired of hearing, oh, the Nazis did this, the Nazis did that, they're crazy people, blah, 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 blah. I've heard this. I'm tired of it. If you refuse to go investigate, then you need to just keep your mouth shut because...
Well, okay, hold on. I don't know what you're referring to. Okay, something set you off tonight. Hold on. Let me respond. Okay, that's good. Oh, we got the point. No, I'm not going to shut my mouth. Are you kidding me? No, thanks for the call, Jim. But listen, here's the thing that we got going on. I only used the word Nazi twice tonight. Once to refer to the end of the war when the Russians were closing in on one side of the Nazis and the Allies were closing in on the other. Nowhere in there was that's about as far as I was. And of course, I'll be happy to call the police street Nazis anytime. And I think that was the only two references to Nazis that I made tonight. Once was at the end of the war.
I'm not accusing you. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Let me just say this much. There's only one situation where the word Nazi even originates. The political arm at the time was the NSDAP. It was the National German Worker Socialist Party. You can't get Nazi out of that. The only term in common use for Nazi is Ashkenazi.
Okay.
And I think people are just not willing to accept it. It's a form of cognitive dissonance, and you have to go investigate yourself and find out what really happened. All I got to say, thank you.
Well, thanks for that, Jim. I appreciate that. I have investigated it, and Hitler was basically a warmonger like every other warmonger, like Obama, like Bush, like Trump, like Joe Biden, like Hillary Clinton, like the Pope and all the other warmongers. He was a warmonger, and he became an elitist, whether you think he's a man of the people or not. He became an elitist really quick with all his legions of Praetorian guards around him. And then, you know, how many people died under his thuggery you know, I don't think it would be a stretch to say millions at least. And so I put him right in the category of other every other maniac, like Mao and Idi Amin and every president we've had since, I don't know, name me a president that wasn't a warmonger. I'm happy to go up and destroy and be destroyed. Of course, they're not the one who goes off doing the fighting. You know, they do it from their little general's office there and with the big maps and the little pieces that they shuffle around on the global chessboard. That's the big new Brzezinski talked about. They're all a bunch of warmongers. Hitler is no different. He was no better and probably no worse than any of the dictators that we have, including the present and current ones worldwide. So I think they're on a unified tyranny. I don't see much difference. I don't see, look, if Trump was a real patriot, he'd be running, his pens would be running out of ink, signing release orders for patriots who are unlawfully incarcerated by the witch's court. He's not going to do it. He's going to make the Department of Homeland Gestapo bigger, the Department of Education bigger, the IRS bigger, 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 bigger government. You're going to get more of the same. So I don't know where people's minds have gone. They just have such a love for this new dictator. It's their new King Arthur, so he can do no wrong. And so, hey, let the Hammonds sit in rotten jail, let Tom Lochinvar sit in rotten jail, the Bundys sit in rotten jail, everybody go for a third trial when they've been acquitted twice, or at least a hung jury, and lock up people like Chris and the psychiatric center, and we can just go right down. Every listener to this show has probably had some interaction with the witch's court that's been a complete nightmare. But when you're a walking fiduciary instrument, they look at you as a bonding, a potential bond. That's what they see. When the street Nazis, love that, there you go, street Nazis and the state and local police see you driving around, they see dollar signs that they can take from you through some BS toilet paper that came out of the legislatures. Oh, it's legal now. The legislatures, the attorneys of the legislature said so. Oh, boy, that gives it legitimacy. Well, with that, we're going to sign off. Thanks for staying with us, everybody. I'm Garby. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, all the callers. Thank you, Mike, on the board for making all this happen. Tomorrow, we'll probably get around to a little documentary. We open up more conversation like we did tonight. So thanks again, and don't forget to support the network if you value what you hear. And I guess Chris Tinkley's having a big show tomorrow. What's the details on that real quick, Mike? What time?
10 to noon a.m.
10 to noon tomorrow on the RBN network. I'm going to check that out myself. I recommend it. Sounds like he's got something important to discuss. We appreciate everybody on the RBN network. We'll see you tomorrow.